This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here with a business news update. And today I'm talking about equipment again. And there's a good reason for that. I've got my trusty Mac Air here, which is just a fantastic computer. Very thin, very light, and it works well. I've also got an iMac that I use. Now, the Mac Air is 4 gigabytes of RAM, and it's got a reasonable processor. But when I'm making these big videos using this camera on the road, what I'm finding is that it can take a while to render, and sometimes it actually has to be re-rendered because a frame might stick. Now, with the iMac, the 16 gig iMac that I have, it renders really well. However, I am an enterprise user. I have been pushing my equipment so hard that the iMac is now at the end of the road. I've been through a MacBook Pro. I've been through the iMac. My Mac Air is great. I have actually had the flash drive replaced before on this, but the iMac now has to be zeroed out, wiped, and put to use as perhaps a kid's computer now. So I need a new computer. I'm not sure what to get, but I've actually figured it out. I've gone and had a look at it, and I like to use the laptop to have the portability to be able to put it in the backpack and to use an external 27-inch Thunderbolt screen. But I need the power to be able to make these videos that I've been making over the last year. So it's the perfect time to get a MacBook Pro. And this one here, I've selected a 13-inch MacBook Pro Retina, which I can make up to 8 gigabytes, and it has a bigger processor than the Air. Plus, it's got more memory. It's up to 756 now for its flash memory instead of a much smaller hard drive in there. That being said, I still use Dropbox and I use Gmail, and everything's web-based. I try not to have anything on the computer other than access to the internet, and I need the processing power. Now, I'm going to unbox this in a second and show you how exciting it is to receive a new Mac product. I remember how excited when I got my MacBook Pro. I then got a MacBook Pro for another family member, and then I got my Air, and now it's my MacBook Pro Retina. Now, these are smaller than the traditional MacBook Pro. They're not much bigger than the Mac Air, which we're about to find out, and you'll see why I selected this over the less powerful Mac Air. Even though I love my Mac Air, I think the MacBook Pro Retina 13-inch is going to be my new friend. It's still small enough versus the 15, which could actually get up to 16 gigabytes, and I think I'll be happy with the extra resolution for all my video editing. So let's have a look at the unboxing, and we'll see what it looks like and how it compares to the Mac Air on a side-by-side comparo. All right, so this is the big unboxing moment. This is the MacBook Pro in the box. I'm going to show you what it looks like when you get an Apple product. It's absolutely stunning the way that it comes all wrapped in plastic, and you get all the nice little accessories in their compartments. Isn't this beautiful? You just don't want to throw the box away. But let's just put that aside and compare that to the Air. I'm hoping what you can see is that the MacBook Pro is actually a little bit narrower than the Air. Now, if we do an end-to-end comparison, it's also skinnier from side to side. In fact, if we put it on top, you'll see that the MacBook Pro is actually a little bit smaller. The only difference is the thinner end on the MacBook Air versus the MacBook Pro, but it's pretty much the same on the other end. When it comes to functionality, they both have an SD card, they both have a USB port, and this one has an HDMI port, which will be really, really good for putting movies or whatever straight to a TV. That's a handy feature. And on the other side, you've got another USB and the power, and then 2 Thunderbolt connections, not just one. So you can actually use a Thunderbolt high-speed hard drive with the MacBook Pro. So all things considered, you know, if you actually go to weigh them, they're not miles different anymore. This one's a little bit heavier, but it's going to fit in my backpack just the same. So that's why I like the 13-inch Retina. Of course, the screen is going to be incredible. So there you go. That's why I chose the 13-inch MacBook Pro Retina display over a new Air and over the larger, old, out-of-date MacBook Pro. So I'm James Schramko, and this has been superfastbusiness.com. Be sure to leave your comments and tell me about your experience with Mac or with Windows, or what do you like, and what do you think about the choice that I made for what I'm doing.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.